Well, then the next step is pacing. And that's where you can move quickly with a client. Sometimes you have to slow it down, but you can begin to move quickly with a client, and you can, they'll be following your lead, in essence. Now, I still believe in rapport. Some NLP trainers no longer teach rapport, but I really strongly believe in rapport. I, however, believe rapport should be used sparingly. And here's where you should use it sparingly. I think it's inappropriate for you to match and mirror clients who are agitated, or clients who are depressed, or clients who are have clinical problems, including physiological symptomology, or if a client's in a state which is inappropriate for you to be in. And if that's the case, you should use crossover mirroring. And crossover mirroring is where you mirror a portion of the person's overt physiology with another portion of your own physiology. Now, Erickson did this all the time. Erickson was crippled, you know, and he had polio, and so he couldn't match a person totally. But I saw a tape of him once crossover mirroring a client by matching the client's breathing with his finger. So you can always do that. You can always mirror a client by doing crossover mirroring if you have to. And I think it is inappropriate for you to be in rapport with someone who is not who's not really in great shape, physiologically or psychologically. I think also you should do rapport. The best time to do rapport, of course, is when it's a win-win situation. And I think you should keep in mind that it should be a win-win situation each time you do rapport. That each time you do rapport, you want to make sure that it's used for a positive intent on your part and a positive intent for the other person. I'm opposed to manipulation of any kind, and I think rapport should be used always in a win-win situation. The difference between manipulation and non-manipulation, in my opinion, is your intent. I think it has a lot to do with intention. My point of view is that if your intention is positive for the client, and if you have the client's highest ecology in mind, then it's not possible to manipulate them. And in fact, rapport actually brings it into a win-win situation. Actually, the fact is when you get into rapport with someone else, they get into rapport with you. And I think actually that would be the best way to proceed. It's especially useful in business because, quite frankly, when you're in rapport with someone else, they're in rapport with you. It's impossible for each person then to get into a situation where there's one-upmanship. So I like rapport from that point of view. It really brings it home and really puts it on a really good level. Okay, so here's what we're going to look at next.